And when I look at the Old Testament prophets and how they were prophesying about the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for example, in Zechariah, where we're going to start tonight, it was 550 years before he took his office that this was prophesied. So, amen. But one of the things I know about the Lord is he is always on time. He is never late. Amen. You know, and God and the scheme of things had the perfect time for Christ to come. And he has a perfect time to answer each and every one of our prayers. You know, he tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added to us. And I'm so grateful for all that the Lord does. Amen. Amen. I'm here tonight with a grateful heart. Amen. One of the things that I'm learning as in ministry, as a child of God, when the Lord says in everything give thanks, for that's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, that I've got to change my attitude. Amen. I have to have an attitude adjustment. Sometimes I'm seeking God to do something, and God's saying, well, change your attitude. Turn it around and have an attitude of gratitude, and I'll like to bless you. But if you're all moaning and groaning, I don't know about you. How many like people that moan and groan? Jesus still loves them. Hallelujah. Amen. For God is love. But look with me in Zechariah chapter 9. Verse number 9. We'll continue with, behold, I will do a new thing. I'm going to do this until he tells me to change. It opens up the scriptures and opens up the word. And either one way or another, we're getting into the word of God. Amen. But in Zechariah chapter 9, verse number 9, he says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Amen. And so first thing he says to them is, rejoice and shout. Amen. Amen. How many times, you know, he hadn't came yet. They were prophesying about him coming. But God was saying, well, go ahead and rejoice and shout because he's coming. In other words, if you're looking for something from the Lord and you're expecting something from the Lord, go ahead and rejoice and shout. Go ahead. You know, one of the things when I rejoice and shout is it's an attitude of it's already taken place. It's already happened. Amen. Well, Pastor, you can't do that. Yes, you can. Either I can believe him at his word or I don't. The word of God says I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Hello? So look with me in Psalms chapter 5. We're talking about the rejoice and shout. Man, I'd love to hear some shouting going on in this place once in a while. Hello? I'd like to hear some rejoicing going on once in a while. Hallelujah. Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with all of a sudden just clapping your hand and giving God praise. Amen. There's nothing wrong with going ahead and shouting. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, there's some churches you can't shout in, but you can shout on this one because you got a loudmouth pastor. And you can shout louder than I can. That's if we can have a test. Hello? I'd win, right? You've already conceded there. You've conceded the victory to me already. But the Word of God says in Psalms 5, verse number 11, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Amen. So as it says, rejoice and shout. You know, I was looking at that this week and just about the joy of the Lord. And one of the things the Lord was saying to me is, don't ever compare my joy with the joy that you get from things in this world. Because if you're comparing my joy with the things that come from the world, you'll always need those things that come from the world to have joy. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. The joy of the Lord is inside of. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He's there. So what he is saying to you and I, which really makes the enemy scratch his head, is when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. And since we know that according to his word, I can go ahead and rejoice and shout in victory. Amen. I don't know if you've ever faced an adversary, if you've been in a competition, if you ever wrestled or if you ever boxed, but if you come out shouting, hello, you're facing an adversary, all right? The Lord's given us instructions what to do. Amen. So we find out tonight, behold, first out of our text, behold, witness the remarkable, the extraordinary, is what we've been talking about. He's our Savior. Behold our Savior. Amen? Behold our Savior. Number one, he shall reign. He shall reign. Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse number 5, behold, again, witness the remarkable, the extraordinary. The days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, speaking of Jesus, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and his Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Amen. Amen. So he reigns. And what he wants you and I to understand as our Savior, that his kingdom will never end. It will never end. And Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Verse number 13, prophet Daniel. He said, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, which shall not be destroyed. Amen. Amen. When I look at that, it increases my faith, because it shows me that no matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm going through, that I'm on the winning side. Amen. I've read the end of the book. Fast forward. I read the end of the book. We win. Amen. We're winners, right? Amen. Amen. And just because the adversary wants us to think, just because some things that we're going through in life, because of the sickness and disease of this world, some of the things that we're going through, that we don't have faith, but that's, he's a liar and the father of all lies. Amen. Amen. Stop believing the lies of the adversary. He will bear witness with our spirit that we are his children. Look with me in John chapter 18. Hallelujah. Verse 37. Paul therefore said unto them, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. How many? Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Amen. You know, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Amen. So he's speaking about one that he bears witness with our spirit that we are his children and that we do hear his voice. Amen. How many know that most of the time when we hear the Father's voice, it's telling them most of the time to go a different direction than we're going? But my flesh doesn't want to go that way. Hello? Is that just me? No, it's all of us. It's a battlefield. We find that behold, he's our Savior, but he also, behold, he is our salvation. Our salvation. When I look at salvation, I just don't see me just being saved. I just don't see me just going to heaven. I see my salvation as healed body, mind, soul, and spirit. There's doctors that practice medicine, but there's only one healer. There's not a doctor in this world that can heal you of anything. Hello? Are you with me? He's Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer. They're just practicing on you. Amen? You ever notice that they practice on you? You see how many pills they can give you? And then they look at you and say how you reacted to it? Hello? Come on. It's practicing medicine. Hello? I thank God for doctors. You know, Luke was a physician. I thank God for doctors. But ultimately, God is our healer. Amen? He is our healer. So when I look at that, I look at our salvation. He is the only door. The only door. And John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. In other words, I have an open door to the kingdom of heaven. You know, it's like, you know, some people think that you have to go up and to get into the Holy of Holies. But when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, the veil was torn from top to bottom. Now the Holy falls all over you. There's not something holding it in any longer. There was a separation, and that separation from you and I has been torn. It's been ripped from top to bottom. Amen? So his holiness fills the atmosphere. His holiness fills you. Amen? Are you with me? He's the only name. Acts chapter 4. Verse number 12. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other name. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What does it mean to be saved? Anybody? What does it mean to be saved?
Put your trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Amen. What does it mean to be saved? We've got a future home, heaven's future home, but what does it mean for the present? Amen. Total salvation, healing, and deliverance. Amen. I'm not just waiting till I get to heaven for something. Heaven's been opened up so we can have heaven on earth. Amen. Heaven walks and lives in you. Amen. You know, you've got the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body by the spirit that dwells in you and I. Amen. So he's letting us know that, hey, he's the only option. There's no other. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Everybody with me? Verse number 9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we be awake or asleep, we should be live together with him. Then what does he say for us to do? Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them. Well, I'm not looking for anybody to esteem. You esteem him. You give him glory. You give him honor. Amen. I'm just a lowly servant just like Jesus is. Amen. I don't want none of the glory. I don't deserve none of the glory. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's our salvation. He's our Savior. He's the only way. He's our salvation. He's our healing. You know, I think, you know, I don't want to step where I'm preaching Sunday, but it's just coming in my spirit. And, yeah, I guess I'm going to. He says to you and I that you are complete in him. You are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. It means you are complete, you are full, you are done. And why isn't it manifest? It comes by revelation. It comes by revelation. Amen. In other words, whose report am I going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to stand on his word. And I'm going to stand on him. Because, hey, guess what? You know what happens here? Right here. You know what happens here? When you think you're sick and you speak that you're sick, this thing here sends signals to your body, which you get what you say and what you think. That's why he says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are a good report, think on these things. Amen. In other words, God's calling us to change our thought life. Amen. And if you're playing hoops with your pastor, you're not supposed to beat him, right? Anthony's a hoopster. Christopher, I mean. I'm going to get it eventually once you run out of names. Hallelujah. I better move on, huh? He says, and also he is our beholding our submission. Amen? We're to follow. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 11. Verse 28, Jesus said this. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, you know, I'm reading this, and it says, you know, you're heavy, you're burdened, you're carrying something. But then all of a sudden he says, take my yoke upon you. In other words, he's telling you to pick up something else. But when we take his yoke upon us, the weight that was holding us down is released and lifted off of you. Amen. And that's why so many times it's an act of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I'm overladen and I'm burdened, and all of a sudden he says, well, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In other words, he's telling us that we have to come out of the natural, we have to step into the spiritual, and we step into the spiritual, and the spiritual will overtake the natural. You know, that's what he tells us. He says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So we're dealing with the spirit realm, and we're talking about this, you know. In other words, when you're carrying these things and you're weighed down and you're burdened, I think the Holy Spirit would ask us is, how's that working for you? No. It's not working, is it? Because he is the way for our healing. He is the truth about healing. He is the life in our healing. Amen? He is the way to the Father. And no one comes to the Father but by him. Amen? And, you know, and we have this open heaven. God wants us to realize that he's given you and I an open heaven. We operate under an open heaven. Amen? It ain't closed heaven. We don't break through something to get to heaven. Amen? I've got a direct connect. You've got a direct connect. Jesus never does anything partially. Jesus never came into anybody's life partially. Well, I'm just going to go in them a little bit. Hello? Come on. Come on. And that's when we have to have revelation. Is greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. That's where the revelation comes. And that's where the manifestation comes. Because we recognize it's not us, it's him. Can you see Jesus sick? Can you see Jesus sick? He defeated death, hell, and the grave and rose triumphantly as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Can you see him sick? I can't see him sick. So the one in you is not sick. The one in you is well. Amen? And the one in you gives you, has all the answers for you. Amen? That's sort of like the prophet was saying, the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way, but we need to follow the steps that the Lord has ordered for us. Amen? One thing I found about Jesus, and guess what? I'm in him and he's in me. And we're created after his image. Amen? And we're to follow him. And one thing I found about Jesus, when he come riding in on an ass instead of a stallion, he was humble. Amen? He came humbly into the city. And look with me in Proverbs chapter 11. Verse number 2. He said, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Amen. You know, so we have to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God that he may exalt us in due season. Amen. So I've got to keep a humble heart. Now, I have humility with God and I have humility with people, but I do not have humility with the devil. When I deal with the devil, I speak to the devil with authority. When Jesus said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth, now go ye therefore, there was a transfer. There was a transfer of authority. We have authority over every wicked scheme the enemy tries to form against us. Amen? Amen? In other words, when I'm speaking to the devil, if I'm speaking to the devil with doubt, it'd be better for me just to shut up. Amen? Because the devil feeds that doubt. Amen? And all of a sudden, my second state is worse than the first. You know? Amen? God wants you to know who you are. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. How? We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And our testimony is true. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord, our God. He's our healer. Amen? He's mightier than anything we face. In Proverbs chapter 28, again, pride. What's that noise? You don't hear a noise? I've got super duper ears. Sounds like a phone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Proverbs 28, verse number 25. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. We're not talking about obese. All right? We're talking about blessed. Amen. All these Weight Watchers are saying, what? I'm working this off and I'm going to get some more, I'm going to get rid of this pride so I can get fat. I don't want that. Fat means supplied for, means blessed. Amen. So what is the Lord saying to us tonight? Behold. Behold, I'm your Savior. Amen. I'm your Lord, your Savior. I'm your salvation. And all I ask you to do is if you will submit to my word and follow my word, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And I don't know about you, but that makes me rejoice and shout. Amen. I'd be running around the park and people think I'm nuts. All of a sudden, I'll start shouting. Amen. And they say, what's he yelled at? But I'm shouting with a smile. Amen. Amen. Does anybody need some victory in here? Let's stand at our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift our hands to heaven. Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and young person in this room tonight, Father God. Lord, I speak divine favor upon each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. Father, we recognize, behold, that you're our Savior, Father God. Behold, you're our salvation. I want to stop there a moment, Father God. You're our salvation. You're our healer, body, mind, soul, and spirit, Father God. So right now, Father God, I speak to every organ of each body in this room tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare, we decree healing in their bodies, Father God, that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Father God, I thank you for the healing of salvation, Father God, that our minds are healed, our bodies are healed, our spirits are healed, our souls are healed, Father God. And we submit to your authority, Father God. We submit to your word, Father God. We submit to one another, Father God. We submit to you and your word, and we say, Lord Jesus, be glorified, be magnified in our hearts. Be glorified, magnified in our lives, and may the things we do and say bring glory and praise to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we thank you for what you've done in our body even now. Touch that place in your body that needs to be healing right now. Touch it right now and say, thank you, Jesus, that you're touched with the feeling of my infirmity, and with your stripes I am healed. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise and glory, and I rejoice and I shout in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes and amen.
Yes and amen.
Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes, yes, and amen. Father, bless the food and the fellowship also in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.